Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, welcome to day two of the Long Island Railroad strike, which has created a crowded mess this weekend on roads all around the tri-state, especially Nassau County and the five boroughs. When millions of people go back to work tomorrow, the gridlock could be like nothing we've ever seen, even here in New York.
Governor Kathy Hochul says commuters won't be left stranded as the LIRR strike continues.
The MTA will deploy shuttle buses to bring essential workers from across Long Island to subway stations in Queens. And those shuttle buses will be standing by to bring those essential workers back home.
With LIRR service suspended, the MTA says backup service kicks off at 4 a.m. Monday to help riders get where they need to go.
We may see higher ridership in places where we scheduled shuttle service or places throughout the five boroughs that are natural places for customers that would get normal drop-offs.
The MTA says extra trains and transit options will be running across the city. Shanice Archer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
While Governor Hochul has urged commuters to take advantage of that free shuttle bus service that'll bring them from Nassau and Suffolk to subway stops in Queens, the county exec in Nassau has a different idea. Bruce Blakeman, who's challenging the governor on Election Day this fall, has called for the end of congestion pricing during the strike.
No congestion pricing during the strike. Get to the bargaining table, Kathy Hochul, and get this strike over.
Now, the problem with doing away with congestion pricing, according to the governor, is there's no legal mechanism to allow for that. And besides, officials say it'll only encourage even more people to try driving into Manhattan, making a bad situation even worse if they do away with congestion pricing. Meanwhile, there's been lots of blame being passed around, union leaders accusing the MTA of rejecting the recommendations of federal mediators while their members have gone without a raise for 4 years now. MTA Chair Jan Oliber joining us live this morning here at 1010 Winds. He says his side isn't the one holding things up.
We have a deal with all of our other unions for 3 years, and we agreed to those same terms with these unions, but they insisted on a special deal. They wanted a fourth year, and they wanted a 5% increase. And we were at 3%, and they wouldn't come anywhere near the half point.
And he insists the MTA is ready to go back to the bargaining table at any time 24/7, anytime the unions say they're ready to do that. I'll stick with 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM for the latest on the train strike and expanded traffic and transit to get you where you need to go. Route 287 in Edison, New Jersey, now expected to be closed all day after a tanker truck fire. It happened right near Exit 2 this morning. New Jersey State Police say the blaze started around 6:30 a.m. when a car slammed into the back of a fuel tanker truck. Route 27 in Metuchen also closed down because of the fire. That's between Vineyard Road and Bridge Street, so avoid that area if you can. Well, a Long Island man now under arrest for the alleged death of a mother of three whose body was left in a car at a gas station. 30-year-old Julianne Bachman was found unresponsible in the vehicle at a speedway in Yaphank around 7:30 yesterday morning. She was rushed to the hospital, but it was too late. Michael McHenry of Bellport was arrested later in the day and charged with second-degree murder, the 40-year-old suspect due to be arraigned today. It's not known if McHenry and Bachman even knew each other. Well, a 41-year-old woman is dead after being stabbed multiple times on a street in Bushwick. It happened around 10 this morning. Police say they got a 911 call about the attack and were able to take a person into custody when they arrived on Bushwick Street. A knife found at the scene. It's not known, though, what might have led up to that attack.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.